This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The dissonance is growing, a fracturing, a revealing of weakness at the heart of the beast. Reports come in from across the nations, whispers turning to shouts, Canada reaching for the hand of Saudi Arabia, South Africa turning its back on the sojourner, the storehouses of Edom exposed as empty. These aren't isolated events, disconnected tremors. They are the visible unfolding of judgment, precisely as it's been written. Obadiah speaks of pride brought low, of a harvest reaped in bitterness. Yeshayahu 34 details a land utterly desolated, a kingdom consumed. Yahuwah is laying bare the rot within the system, the corruption that has sustained it for generations. But even as the shadow of judgment lengthens, a different sound begins to rise. A quiet hum, a stirring beneath the surface. It's the sound of reconnection, the awakening of the scattered seed of Israel. For too long, we have been dispersed, fragmented, echoing the lament of a broken nation. Each tribe, each house, isolated by distance, by circumstance, by the very forces that sought to erase our identity. But Yahuwah does not abandon his covenant. He promised to gather us, to bring us home. Not necessarily to a specific plot of land, though that too will be fulfilled in his time, but to a unified purpose, a shared heart, a restoration of what was broken. We've been told to look for signs in stone and steel, in rebuilt temples and resurrected rituals. But the true sign, the enduring promise, lies in the rebuilding of community. Consider the words of Amos 9:14-15. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and dwell in them. They shall also plant vineyards and drink the wine of their own vineyards. This isn't simply a promise of land, a return to geography. It's a promise of rebuilding life, of cultivating a shared existence, rooted in covenant and nourished by the Torah. It's about the restoration of relationships, of mutual support, of a collective identity that transcends national borders and political allegiances. And what do we see happening within Edom's sphere of influence? Chaos. Displacement. Those who once believed themselves secure now find their foundations crumbling. They are experiencing the very instability they've inflicted upon others for centuries. The reports detail a growing sense of unease, of uncertainty, of a future unmoored. They cling to power, to control, but their grip is weakening. This isn't simply misfortune. It's the consequence of a system built on injustice, on exploitation, on the denial of Yahuwah's law. They have sown the wind, and now they are reaping the whirlwind. And as their world descends into turmoil, the scattered seed of Israel is beginning to recognize one another. We are seeing a growing awareness, a shared understanding that we are not defined by the nations in which we reside, but by the covenant we share. The lines of connection are being redrawn, not on maps, but in hearts. The ancient pathways of kinship are being rediscovered. This is not a call to abandon the nations where we find ourselves. It's a call to remember who we are, to reclaim our heritage, to live as a light unto the nations, demonstrating the principles of righteousness and justice. It's a call to rebuild, not physical cities alone, but the spiritual and communal foundations of Israel. The artificial constructions they offer, the manufactured temples, the staged rituals, the red heifers and political regimes falsely claiming to represent Israel, are distractions. They are Edomite stage props, designed to mislead and divert attention from the true work of restoration. Don't be fooled by the illusions. The real rebuilding is happening in the hearts and minds of those who are awakening to their covenant identity. The watchman sees the signs clearly. The judgment on Edom is accelerating. The scattering of Israel, though painful, is not permanent. Yahuwah is faithful to his promises. He will gather us. He will restore us. He will rebuild us. But it requires a turning of the heart, a rejection of the false narratives, and a commitment to living in accordance with his Torah. This is not a passive waiting game. It's an active participation in the unfolding of prophecy. It's about becoming the vessels through which Yahuwah will bring his restoration to pass. It's about embodying the promise of Devarim 30, a return to Yahuwah with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.